We reported here a study showing that a third of all COVID-19 patients will suffer from neurological symptoms up to 6 months after infection, things like anxiety or even psychosis. And those aren't even the long haulers who never quite get well. The Survivor Corps Support Network says their symptoms number more than 100. Mount Sinai Hospital's Center for Post-COVID Care opened last May to treat them. Dr. Si-Jin Chen is the director. And Dr. Chen, you were swamped. Is it still busy?
I think the demand is still very great. Day after day, we're still seeing a large amount of patients still reporting symptoms, as you described just now, and they're still looking to get into the center to be seen and to be treated.
Yeah. We spoke with Diana Barrett in December. She's the founder of the Survivor Corps Support Group. 7 months after COVID, she developed a new symptom, glaucoma. Her teenage son suddenly lost a tooth, just fell out of his mouth. What are you seeing?
It's very hard to quantify how much and how many different symptoms there are. Day after day and month after month, there are many people coming to us telling us about new symptoms that we haven't heard before. Common symptoms are things like shortness of breath, tachycardia, chest pain, as well as the neurological effects that you name. But there are rare symptoms also, such as the anosmia, the inability to smell, the dysgeusia, having trouble with taste, as well as things like tinnitus, ringing in the ears.
Well, and what about what would seem like a blessing if it's widespread and true? Patients who are reporting that after they take the vaccine, it's alleviating some of the symptoms. CNN reported on a woman who hadn't been able to exercise in over 6 months. She could barely breathe, had the vaccine, and she's swimming over a mile.
I don't think currently there's any large-scale reporting from any of the centers that we're working with. And there are some studies on the way to study whether or not the vaccine actually is causing improvement in the patients. In regards to why this is happening, it is a little bit of a mystery. We're presuming that the virus had really been eradicated from our bodies after the initial infection. So getting a vaccine, it doesn't make sense that, it is actually helping the symptoms. Some theory out there is that maybe there's a repository of the virus still within our body, not in the circulation, so we can't detect it, and the vaccine is activating our immune system to fight it. And then another theory is that when you go through such a traumatic event, there are changes that can occur to a patient's psychological well-being. And getting a vaccine might give patients hope. And that hope alone actually can change some of their symptoms.
Right. Well, doctor, I want to ask you, because you said the premise is that the virus, once you're well, it's left you. But I thought that viruses could linger. I had polio as a child, and I thought that the polio virus, for instance, can still live in you, which is why decades later, people can have something called post-polio. They can have paralysis.
More than just polio. I mean, there are other viruses that do the same thing. The herpes virus, which causes shingles, I mean, it's from an earlier infection. It reactivates when your body is weak. Is it a possibility with this virus? I can say that yes, it is a possibility, but there's no way to actually detect it. We're trying our hardest just to learn as quickly as possible.
Dr. Si-Jin Chen, director of Mount Sinai Hospital's Center for Post-COVID Care. It was the first in the country. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.